Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing on the Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth. And, you know, they really are there for you for the whole experience. Don't think, okay, I've got to come up with this idea, then they're going to print it. Yeah, they print. But you know what? They do creative. They've helped me with that. I remember when I said, you know, I like my business card, but Dom, can you do something to jazz it up? Yeah, let me. And they have a creative side, and then they bring it back to you, and you go, whoa. Yeah. And then they print them.
Great people. Yep. Wonderful ideas. Go there.
DowneysGraphicsAndPrinting.com.
All right. Awesome to have Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce back with us this morning. We mentioned earlier this will be a busy city scene. Charlie, where would you like to begin? I know Play It Forward is coming back for another year.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk about that in a second, but just, you know, because listening about the sponsor, and I actually got to sit next to Dominic, the owner of Downey's Graphics, at the Rotary dinner last week, and couldn't say more just about that business and about him as a person and his ideas. And we're so fortunate in Ellsworth to have folks like that. They just,
you know, time.
Not just business owners, but at the Rotary, carrying out the community.
They support everything. Yeah. Yeah. They are Ellsworthy.
Scholarship, I mean, that to me is like the highest form of citizenship.
Yeah.
Is exactly stuff like that.
Yep.
Business owners, community members, you know, people that dedicate themselves to nonprofits really want to get involved to help change the lives of people here. So on a separate note too, it's a little bit of a secret I have for you, Paul. I do love hanging out with you all here, but my favorite part about coming to these is actually when I get to leave. And before I head over to City Hall to start work, I stop by Chloe's Cafe, get a cup of coffee, get an absolutely delicious pastry. So I was thrilled when I opened up the main business journal this week and saw this great article, Ellsworth Downtown Upswing, New Eateries, Venues and Shops, Enhance the City as a Destination. And right there on that story, it talks about, you know, Gabrielle Connors, the owner, and all the great things she's doing here. In addition to just amazing food, amazing coffee, it's always awesome to talk to her as a business owner, too.
She's done really well with the cafe. It's so exciting to see that.
Really well about the cafe, but also knows Ellsworth, and I think has some great inputs in just the city overall that I've always found helpful. So thank you so much to Chloe's and all our downtown and other business owners across Ellsworth. You know, in addition to not just that, I was kind of actually shocked. It wasn't just one article about Ellsworth in the main business journal, but two. There's another one about there's a buyer of a high visibility Ellsworth Retail Center plans upgrades. So the Mill Mall, they're doing some new roof, new parking lots, facade, interior work, new signage. I know I just saw that the transfer happened, and I was like, I wonder what's going to happen over there. So
Looks
like a few more details, another sign of increased business growth in the city of Ellsworth. So really awesome to see all that new business in the fastest growing city in Maine. $700 million valuation increase over the past 5 years. You know, new hotels coming in, new tractor dealerships, new residential units coming all over the place. So it's a booming time here in Ellsworth. And, you know, we'll talk some more about the city side of some things in the next segment.
All right.
We are just getting started. Part two of City Scene coming right up. Brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing, 477 Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing, proudly serving Downeast businesses and surrounding communities for more than 50 years.
Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is with us. A very fun family event, Charlie, scheduled for 2 weeks from this Saturday. That will be June 13th from 10 to 2. And it's called Play It Forward. It's back for a second year.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Huge thanks to our Parks and Rec Department, as well as the Parks and the Recreation Commission. Second year for this. We have it's an incredible group of both city staff, volunteers, members of the community that have come in together to put forward this free family event. And there's going to be lots of activities in one of probably our most used spaces in the city of Ellsworth, Knowlton Park. It's really trying to build on the success of last year and really focusing on kind of what park improvements need to be done and gathering some community input to help the conversation, not with adults, but with kids about what they'd like to see improvements for the park. And there's going to be a touch of truck featuring police, fire, and public works vehicles. I know that's always a big Big treat for the kids. Face painting hosted by the high school's National Honor Society. Popcorn and cotton candy. Special appearances by the SpongeBob cast from the Grand, which, oh gosh, what a great organization. The library, as always, they're always a big help in these. The book bike, library sign-up cards, and a community engagement table focused on future playground planning to get some input there. So,
all right, so that's on the 13th of June.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And then that's a great event to go to, but one of the ones I really hope and encourage all citizens is in terms of our civic duty is to vote. Obviously, we have the election that's coming up in two Tuesdays, but June 4th is the end of the absentee voting cycle. So if you need an absentee ballot, you're trying to vote early, you can come into City Hall before the close of business on June 4th to request an absentee ballot. And that's really the last time to do that before you'll have to come in and vote, obviously, in person on Election Day. And then June 8th through June 9th, they can only be issued with a very special circumstance and a special circumstances form filled out. So for more information, you can head to our website, ellsworthmaine.gov, for more information on the election, how to vote absentee, how to vote in person. And a big thanks to our municipal clerks who are planning for this election and all the volunteers for the election.
Yeah.
As folks saw the recount, which happened last fall, I mean, they hand counted everything that was previously done, and oh my gosh, they nailed it. It was pretty much the exact same result, and that was due to all the good work of the clerk's office to make sure there's faith and integrity in our municipal elections.
All right, Charlie, thanks for coming in so early and joining us for City Scene.
No problem.
Once
off to Chloe's.
Yes, off to Chloe's. Tell
there
Chloe's that we said hello and congratulations, and we'll see you next week.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
City Scene, brought to you by Downeast Graphics and Printing in Ellsworth on Star 97.7.